And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's July 1st. It's 7:06 in the morning. July 1st, my friends. Here we are. I think we're at, is this hump day for the year? I think we're over the hump today. Is this the halfway point? Did I hear that from somebody? Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. What a great day this is. Yeah, I'm joined today by Bad Bob.
Well, good morning. You know, I can deal with a summer that has a few days of hot and then a couple of days of relief.
Well, you know, it's going to be, I think, again, in the low 90s today, but stand by for the weekend. We're going to be rocking on that one. And speaking of rocking, here she is.
Good morning. Oh, here we go. Love it. Today's going to be sunny. Today is going to be a high of 90.
Is that
Do you
right?
love waking up? Okay, usually this time of year you wake up and it's 90. Well, we're currently at 62 degrees. We have a chock full morning, and I do want to start off with a quote. Do you mind?
Hey.
I mean, I go through my emails.
Half
and here's
of this
it.
Is yours, honey. According to state law.
And good morning also, Bob.
Greetings.
Yeah, we're going to have a great we're going to have a great weekend. Of course, Sunday, Independence Day, is going to be 101. But I wanted to go back to the email. Here goes. The quote is, I don't want to brag or make anybody jealous or anything, but I can still fit into the earrings I wore in high school. Is that a great way to start July 1st or what? That makes you not feeling guilty when you have your hot dogs and hamburgers and potato salad and
donuts.
Exactly, or donuts. Hey, by the way, John.
By the way, John.
Thank you for those donuts yesterday. There's one and a half left.
By the way, Bob, there's one and a half left.
And there's probably
one and a half
that are rather stale, but they're going to go.
Okay.
Because they're great dipping donuts.
Yeah. Hey, let's get down to business here. Can I have some, you know, music like breaking news,
beep, 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 beep. There you go.
California begins a new budget year without a spending plan in place. Ha ha, with no agreement imminent between state legislatures and Governor Schwarzenegger on how to close a $19.1 billion deficit.
This is news.
This is breaking news. This is the first day we're supposed to have a budget. And it looks like California's top finance officials warned of further reductions in the state's already woeful credit ratings on Wall Street. Why am I laughing, you're saying? Well, you know, my friends, if it hasn't been, you know, if this was like the first time, this would be like, oh my gosh, it's not the first time. This is constant, it's going on, it's the clowns down there. And, you know, I don't understand the concept is, you can't spend more than you make. So now they're trying to find different ways, of course, to make more money. And by the way, I understand that there's the tanning bed tax is beginning today.
I don't know, honey. I always thought that if there were checkbooks.
Tanning bed tax?
I can understand that. That's like you're going to start a wine tax, too.
Yeah, well, no. No, see, they won't have the wine taxes. The wine taxers are fighting them back. The people that are in the wine and alcohol industry have fought them to a standstill. I mean, I don't know who they've got in their strategy, but these people are really, you know, we have not raised taxes on wine or alcohol since 1991. So, now, what did you get ready to say something about a checkbook?
If there's checks in the checkbook, then doesn't that mean that there's money? You said you can't spend if you don't have it.
Well, that's true. I guess according to our Congress,
it's a philosophy. I think it's probably one of those. If you've got the checks, or if you're running the Federal Reserve, then you've got all the money you need.
Well, you know, Schwarzenegger has proposed deep cuts, including the elimination of the state's main welfare program and of daycare for 142,000 low-income children. Unfortunately, the leaders of the Assembly and Senate, both Democrats, let me say it again, both Democrats have yet to unite behind the budget plan. Well, so I guess this will go on for another year. Hey, we have some great guests today. We're going to have a good time. I've got all types of things to talk about, including Day 73 of the Failure in the Gulf. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah. Yeah, well,
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the Bot. Casey and our 14-6. We have a little problem here with that microphone. Early News Talk Radio. Good morning. It is 7:14 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. All you thousands of people, well, really 1.4 million of you who bought the new iPhones, you can hear us over that because we stream over iPhone. We're on iTunes. We are iFriendly.
Well, you know, he came in, Bob does the best bumper music, and he came in with, of course, the Bee Gees and Staying Alive, which as soon as you hear that, you can't help it. I mean, it's like one of those songs that at a wedding where you have to get up and move it, kind of like, you know, the Thriller anthem. And so this morning, what we're trying to do is bring all of the contestants on, and our good friend Dave West talked about this wonderful gal who, first of all, she is an eye doctor, an optometrist, and her name is Nancy Eklund. And I didn't realize that eye doctors could be so hot, so cute.
In fact,
I got to get out of here.
I'm just a little bit, disappointed with this group right here that I said how we were eye friendly. What a perfect segue into this.
Absolutely, and we kind of ignored that, didn't we?
Yeah, I know. You know, I try. I keep throwing it out there, but nobody hits it back.
Well, so okay. Good morning, and welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so how is it going with the competition?
You know, the competition is heating up, I can tell, and it's going great. It's wonderful. It's challenging, extremely challenging, at least from my perspective, just to remember what moves come next and so on. I'm getting the work out of my life, I can tell you that, but
all right.
Having a ball.
So, Nancy, can you share with our listeners how, let's talk about a little bit about your business, because you're an optometrist. How did you get into this field? And tell us about what you do. I mean, we know what eye doctors do, but tell us what you do.
Well, I got into the field, I think, probably because my older brother, Ken Eklund, who's 10 years older, is also an optometrist. So he gave me the idea. I was headed somewhere in the health professions, and I just thought optometry might be a nice, clean one that allows me to have a real life, you know, outside of work. And so far, so good. I mean, it's been 26 years, and I've had my private practice now for 7 years. I spent the first almost 20 working for ophthalmology. And we have just a small little office and do complete eye exams and glasses and contacts and pre- and post-op LASIK and cataract surgery. And
where are you located?
Right in the Cypress Square Safeway Shopping Center, right next to Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Well, perfect. I'm going to come in and visit you and see,
wonderful,
see your eyeglass assortment.
Love to
That's
have you.
My thing. Okay, so then from there, we have a fundraiser tonight. Like, everybody's trying. This is for the Shasta Women's Refuge,
this
obviously.
This is all for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And each of the contestants try to put together their own fundraisers. And Joe Wong was kind enough to allow me to hold mine at Applebee's tonight between 5 and 9 p.m. And we'll have a silent auction for a LASIK surgery that Dr. Leonard Newman from Sacramento kindly donated. And it's a $3,000 LASIK, custom wavefront LASIK that I'm going to start the bidding at $600. So I think it'll be a really good deal for someone who's been interested and maybe hasn't had the extra money to put forth. I think it'll probably be a nice deal for everyone.
And I bet you this is the first time in the Dancing with the Stars history that they have a LASIK surgery silent auction.
I imagine so.
It
was what I could come up with.
You know, maybe we could do it on the show. You know, if they win it, they could have it done on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Right here.
Okay.
We'll have our iPhone there saying, tell us blow-by-blow description what's happening now.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You know, Doctor, you are very attractive. And okay. So what is your... Do you have a martial arts background?
Yeah, right.
Are you...
Most of my body moves is to play bridge on a Tuesday night. And until this.
Well,
I
know. The reason I ask that, and I say this about every one of the contestants, every one of you all have got a great deal of courage and obviously a lot of self-confidence, because here you are, you're working in your regular job. All of you are very successful at what you do. And then from that, you go out to start to learn to dance. And then you're going to do it in front of 900 people that are just sitting there.
Now you're making me a little nervous. I think more than being brave, I think I was just a little bit unawares of actually how much work goes into it, you know, and how long ago it's ever been that I tried to put two dance moves together. And so It's going to be a lot of fun, but I got to tell you, I am nervous, too.
If it'll make you feel any better, what you just said was said by everybody else that sat in that chair.
Absolutely.
Every one of them.
You know, because my fellow contestants have been a little covert. I haven't, we can all practice at the Y, but so far there have been several contestants who are MIA, and they must be practicing elsewhere. And so it's kind of fun because I think they're, you know, I don't know what they're going to spring on us, but... You know, Rick Hill and I are the diehards that show up at the Y, and I'm getting nervous about my fellow contestants.
Well, I guess that's kind of good, though, for the competitive streak.
Maybe.
It's like, I am not going to let you outshine me. Dr. Eklund, not only is it just showing up for rehearsals and having this, like you said, these 8 counts in your head, mm-hmm. and going to bed and visualizing and being up and thinking about what you're doing with the next move, there's this incredible fundraising machine that's going behind this. Each one of you have to raise funds or
exactly.
have chosen to raise funds.
Well, sure. I mean, and that's how the funds are translated into votes. And that was something I was kind of ignorant about, too, until I started getting a barrage of emails that were showing, Rick Hill is doing a fundraiser at Anselmo Vineyard, and Orville is certainly out there.
Is doing a fundraiser any place if there's a storefront.
Okay? Every day.
He was in here yesterday going, hey, Mary's Pizza, Mary's Pizza.
I know.
He had tomato sauce all over his face.
All of a sudden I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to get on the bandwagon here and do something. So I was kind of unaware that was part of... I thought I just had to dance, and that was hard enough, actually, but...
So tonight, Applebee's, what time?
5 to 9.
And it is about, what else is happening besides the LASIK surgery silent auction?
What's happening is anyone who comes in and has dinner or drinks at Applebee's, as long as they bring in a flyer, and you may not have had the flyer, so I took the time to print some, let me tell you. If you have a flyer with you, Applebee's will donate 15% of your tab toward the Shasta Women's Refuge.
I hope you have a bunch of flyers here.
Yeah, I do. Good. I did go print some of those.
We'll have them at 1326 Market Street. That's where we are, right here next to, the Kobe Steakhouse is the talk of the town. So we're right next door. We'll have the Nancy Eklund Shasta Women's Refuge fundraiser. You want to come tonight. Again, 20% of your food order goes to the Shasta Women's Refuge, as well as if you've ever thought about having LASIK surgery.
Now's the time.
That just is just amazing. I can only share with you once, and this might have been the doctor I went to in Sacramento, who pulled the eye apart to see if I had what was going on with my retina. And it's such an expertise to be able to get in there and start working with the irises and the eyes. And if you were ever thinking about having it done, now's the time to go to somebody who's so highly reputable with this
I've worked with Dr. Newman for 4.5 years. He's Yale trained, and he's done 50,000 LASIK surgeries. That's all he does is LASIK, and he does just a terrific job. So you'll be in good hands, yeah.
Okay, hey, we need to take a quick break here. It's Carl on the Bot right here on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Nancy Eklund, who is one of the more courageous people in this town. She's a dancing dervish out there.
I'm not sure courage is the word. But.
Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's July 1st. It's hump day for the year, I think. 7:24 in the morning. Well, isn't it? I think
isn't
it is.
ZZ Top?
Oh, you know what? Okay. Before I tell you about B&T Satellite, which is a great place, to get, you know, home theater done and get all that work done for you out there on Airport Road. You know, Doug Tooley, the owner, veteran, 82nd Airborne guy, hoorah. They've been servicing customers out there since 1985. They do great work. We've had people call into our show and say how happy they were they stopped by out there. You know, that is great to hear things like that. Doug does a great job. He guarantees his work. Give him a call at 244-1988 or just stop by right off Airport Road. Go past Burrito Bandito and you see all these little satellites out front. That's your first indication. ZZ Top. First time I saw ZZ Top, we were at Sturgis with 400,000 of our closest friends.
That's true.
On a Harley.
That, in fact, was Dire Straits. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
I don't care. Oh, that's right. Just correct us in the middle of the show, Bob. I hope you have a replacement standing there. Anyway,
I thought it was ZZ Top.
ZZ Top is standing out there.
I'm embarrassed.
And they're going, why? I'm talking.
All right, go ahead.
I don't care who it is.
ZZ Top-ish.
ZZ Top, and they're playing. And he comes up and he says this. You know, we've been playing the same three chords for 40 years, and you people love it. And he's right, you know. But it sounded like that.
I know. What was I thinking? So anyway, our guest this morning.
Like I can tell the difference.
And by the way, if you're just tuning in, the time is 7:24. It's going to be high today of 90. Pretty good, huh?
90.
62 right now. Our guest this morning is Dr. Nancy Eklund. And I have to tell you, here, this is the beauty of how the universe works. Mm-hmm. Because you've decided to throw your hat in the ring and be a contestant with Dancing with the Stars and work hard on the fundraising and work hard on the dances. I don't have an eye doctor.
Uh-oh.
Because I've only been here for not too long. But I want to come to you.
Perfect. I would love to have you come to me. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I would like to, you know.
I noticed the drugstore readers. So
I know.
I think we can fix you.
They're not drugstore. They're dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this straight. Drugstore are much more expensive.
There you go.
See, with these, we can buy 20, 30 of them.
Yes, exactly.
And, just leave them everywhere we go.
I hear it all the time.
And usually in my purse, there's 5 today, and tomorrow there's none.
I know how that works, too.
So we have to borrow somebody else's readers that they have.
So what are the two dances that you'll be competing in?
Well, the first one we all compete with is a quick step. Which is, I guess, a formal ballroom number. I was completely unfamiliar, but I think everyone else was too. And then the second number is the choice of our professional dancer. And my pro, Josh Mitchell, who's just sweet and dear and 17 and has the patience of Job with his partner, chose kind of a disco freestyle number, which was right up my alley. I mean, the 70s, 80s, you gotta love disco. Our number is
I'm a freak for
disco.
Yeah,
shake your groove thing.
Yeah.
You got to love that.
Yeah.
So I'm having a lot
of
fun.
And I do anytime I get the chance. So.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know what anybody else is choosing for their second number, but
good.
Ours is kind of a disco.
You know,
deal.
For a discount, we could probably tell you what each person's doing and give you film.
Yeah. And this covert thing that's going on.
Being in isolation, that means you can just totally focus on, really getting with the other guys doing, but being the best that you can be at what you do. How exciting! Probably life changing.
You know, I think it will be. So far it is, too, because I'm actually moving and moving and moving, and I haven't done that in a long time. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll be, laying in bed going through the moves and trying to remember. And so, but I think as it gels into place in the next 9 days, I think it's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it.
And your costumes, I understand, is Chameleon Costumes, Karen, helping you?
Yes, and she's what a wonder kind. I mean, going out to
brilliant.
Her place, and she says boxcars full of vintage costumes. So that's been a hoot, too. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this, and there's a lot of people helping.
And the shoes, and how you wear your shoes, and oh my gosh, the slip things on the bottom of the shoes.
Exactly. that slip thing is something that I have a few nightmares over. You know, just the fact that you don't want it slippery, you don't want to go down, you don't want to make a total fool of yourself on the stage.
The secret is to put rubber on the bottom of your shoes.
Okay. I did buy regular dance shoes, and so...
Oh, they have that then.
Yeah.
And they've got those little grooves in there, so
okay,
that's great.
Perfect.
Okay, again tonight, Applebee's.
Applebee's, 5 to 9. Part of your dinner or drink tab will go toward the Shasta Women's Refuge. There are also tickets, Josh and Nancy tickets, that can be purchased. There's a silent auction for a LASIK surgery donated by Dr. Leonard Newman. You can visit newmanlasik.com if you're curious about him as a surgeon. And a lot of fun.
So are there other silent auction items? Or is
no,
this the
just
big,
the one.
Big ticket.
Just
yeah.
The one.
Well, it's
mm-hmm.
a big ticket, so phenomenal and very unusual, which is, it's not unusual considering...
I'm hoping it'll work for some happy patient.
Yeah.
Well, as we do with all of the contestants, we wish you just the best luck and let you know is that we're behind you. I mean, everybody's behind you, and you get out there. everybody is just really supportive. I have not seen them not be supportive. So
wonderful.
That's the big thing. I mean, I don't know if you've been to one before, but...
You know, I actually haven't.
Well,
I've heard that it's life-changing. I've heard that it's wonderful. I've heard there's a tremendous amount of spirit in the audience, and so...
There
I'm
is.
Just greatly looking forward
well,
to it.
But the big thing that you'll see is that people support you out there, and people appreciate what you do. I mean, again, I go back to, you know, you're out there, you're giving it your best shot, you're out there dancing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you do 8 hours a day, you know, for 4 weeks before you come on. So,
that's true. It's anyway. True. Well, I appreciate being here. Thank you.
You bet. All Dr.
Right.
Nancy Eckler.
Hats off to you, Nancy.
One
Thanks
of the contestants
so
for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
going
to have a good time.
We're looking forward to it.
When we come back, we've got a couple other guests lined up here. And plus, I may have a few other things to talk about today that's going on in the nation and the world. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning. It is July 1st. July 1st. Is that great or what?
Today's sunny with a high near 90, north winds at 7 miles per hour becoming southwest tonight. It's going to be mostly clear with a low of around 59. Wow, this is such great barbecue weather. Love it. Or head on out to Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
It'll be nice out there. It'll be cooler because you know it's going to start getting hot because I understand on July 4th, it's going to be 101 degrees. Hey, okay, let's talk about a few things that are going on here in the world, things that have gotten my attention. Like I said earlier, day 73 in the oil spill disaster in the Gulf and Obama's failure to successfully address the issue. It took him forever to get started when he gave his speech. Even Keith Olbermann, who I dislike, don't even know the guy, but I kind of just dislike him just by his attitude, said that was a great speech if you'd been someplace else 57 days ago. If you'd been on another planet for 57 days, then it was a great speech. Anyway, but President Obama, noticing that his popularity has slipped faster than anybody else that's been in the presidency, has decided to take the high ground. So he's decided if he takes the high ground, he can get everybody's the popularity for he and his administration back. So he's decided to file charges against the state of Arizona and their illegal immigration law, which is a restatement of the federal law. President Obama, you know, the people down there are really having big problems. The people down there are in the middle of a firefight, and you're going to put, instead of putting troops along the border, instead of beefing up everything along the border, you're going to file suit? Well, now, why would President Obama be filing suit? Oh, wait a minute. It's going to be a big speech tonight. Guess what it's going to be about? It's going to be about immigration reform. Now, if you close down the borders and you adhere to the laws that were there, you wouldn't need to make a big thing out of immigration reform, would you? Because there wouldn't be a lot of illegals in the country. But you're not going to do that, are you, President Obama? You're going to try and say, okay, hey, look, we need to keep these people here. Let's bring them on and make them citizens. And then, of course, we'll make that border safe. Well, why don't you make the border safe and show us you're going to do what you said you were going to do when you first came in? Immigration reform. Now, see, all the activists were in his office in the last couple of days. Ali Nourani from the National Immigration Forum. It was clear the president was ready to move. Okay, Ali Nourani. Obama's deputy press secretary told Air Force One, press gaggle. I thought that was kind of cool. A gaggle is a bunch of geese that walk around, you know, gaggle, you know, honking. And they're running around together, eating and crapping all in the same place. On Wednesday, that Obama had noted that the immigration chatter and thought this was a good time to talk plainly with the American people. Hey, President Obama, it was a good time to talk plainly a year ago. Everything that you've said so far really hasn't come true. The weekly unemployment figures are out, President Obama. They've risen again. Another 475,000 people seeking unemployment for the first time. Another 475,000. You know, just in my poor mathematics here, in the last month, that's over a million people. Well over a million people have come up for unemployment. So you're going to speak plainly, speak the truth. Well, the you know, Obama now feels like he's got some allies on the immigration plan. And maybe he does. In recent weeks, two leading conservatives declared themselves for reform. Rupert Murdoch, the Fox chieftain, and Richard Land, who runs the public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. Neither did much beyond endorse the broad outlines of reform, like a path of citizenship to 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country. Well, you know what? I don't like that. You know, the thing is if you're going to do that, you'll find and trade it off for things like do away with the anchor baby concept. That you will not be a citizen of this country if you're born to people that are here illegally. Do away with that concept. Shut down the borders first. Put in the card check or the e-check so that people can check on Social Security numbers right then. Start charging the other countries for the cost it takes when we put these their people in jail as felons and murderers. You know, then maybe you want to talk then about a path to citizenship. What about the people that have done it? What about the people that have done it correctly? We have friends who have done it correctly. It took them 3 years. It took them money. It took them time, but they did it the right way, and now they have their green cards. So let's just reward people that are here illegally and keep bringing people in here illegally. What's wrong with this picture? Except that Obama is, you know, let me tell you exactly what it is. Obama's ratings have dropped in the Latin community, Hispanic community, by 12%. Hello, was there any doubt that this was going to come up? This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is... Oh, good morning. July 1, seventh day of the month. I don't know about you, but
Seventh day of the month?
Seventh day of the year, thank you. First day of the month, seventh month of the year. And I don't know about you, but for you, you know who I'm talking about. We like to write checks. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. So remember today when you're writing a check, picking up your cleaning or whatever it is, it's 7-7-1. Currently 66 degrees. It's going to be high today of 90. Did you know that the price of a passport, which I know I have to change my name, and I have to do the whole renewal, going up as of July 13th, it's going to be 30. It means that if you are an adult, it will go from $100 to $135, including a $25 admission fee. Those under 16 will pay $105 with the fee, up from $85 now. Just want you to know that if you're going to do your passport, you need to do it now. Or you're going to end up paying that extra buckage.
We don't like extra buckage.
We don't like extra buckage at all. Also, the Afghan war toll hits its new high. We can never forget, as we go to our barbecue and we go to our family events and our houseboats and all those things that we do usually over the 4th of July weekend, that there are our service men and women right now laying their lives on the line against terrorism in order to hopefully keep, you know, our country safe. There's a purpose behind this war. I know many of us are wondering what it is. If you had to find three reasons that we are at war, Carl, what do you think they are?
Well, you know, one, the Iraq war has wound down. It's winding down quickly. The reasons to go in there maybe are not as clear. At the time, everybody, and I don't care who it is, but everybody thought it was clear back then that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. And it's kind of like this. Once you open up the patient, you got to close them up and get them back on their feet. All right. So, you know, what we did, there was no weapons of mass destruction. There had been. I mean, we knew that, that they were there. I mean, from the first Gulf War in 1990. And isn't that funny when we say the first Gulf War? I mean, you talk about a serial warfare that we're going through now. But, you know, the first Gulf War, he had them. He's used them, and he's backing terrorists. All right. They weren't there. Nobody's been able to find them. You know, maybe they're buried so deep. Maybe they moved into Syria like a lot of people think. That was a mistake. But once you're into it, you're into it. So now you got to stand them back up, and Iraq has stood it back up. It may never be the democracy of the United States, but it is a democracy. Women, for the first time anywhere around there, have the right to vote. Women are holding political offices. Women are in the cabinet. Things that you could never imagine before. That was Iraq. Afghanistan housed the Taliban, housed bin Laden back then, and we went after them. There was, and not everybody, you know, even people adamantly opposed to war agreed that at that point that was a good thing to do. But then, it's like everything else. You know, once you go in and destroy their infrastructure and their leadership, which in this case were the Taliban, people that were rooted in the 12th century, you have to build that country back up, and we ignored that for a while as we fought into Iraq. Now we're back again. I'm not sure what the strategy is, how clear it is, according to the president. He surged 32,000 troops, as was asked for by General McChrystal, and then but then immediately put a time limit on them that they're going to start going out a year from this month. I don't know if you can put a time limit on them. It doesn't sound right that, you know, it should be by events on the ground. So what we have done, and, you know, whether you agree with the Bush administration or not, many times we didn't. We had no attacks on our country. In the last year, we've had two attacks that they are attacks. They did not succeed, but they were attacks. Now, Obama is prosecuting this war via the use of drones. He has increased the drone attacks by hundreds of percent, many, many, many more than George Bush ever did.
Would you help us to understand what drones...
A drone is an unmanned aerial vehicle. It flies around. It has the ability, it's got great camera systems. It has the ability to loiter for long times over a specific area. It can send back its information back to places in the United States. It'll be flying over a little spot in Pakistan or Afghanistan, and it sends the information back here to a center, intelligence center, right here in the United States. It can do that, the larger ones. And then you've got other drones that can launch armament. And you've got, you know, it can pinpoint where it's at, or a pilot can come in. And then it comes in and it will hit with pinpoint accuracy. Now, the question is sometimes what we've run into, it looks like, is that maybe the targeting wasn't done as precise as it should be. Everybody trots out that we have civilians being killed in Afghanistan and Iraq, or Afghanistan. That may be true, but can you tell what a civilian is? Is a civilian, I mean, everybody's in civilian clothes. People carry weapons. People are supporting that effort there. Does that mean they're a non-combatant? And it's unfortunate, but there is collateral damage many times. But the big point you made, honey, and I'm so glad you did, is this is July 4th. This is our day of independence. This is when we said we will not be oppressed by a government ever again. And I think we should always redouble our efforts during this time frame that we stand up and say we will not be oppressed by a government. Kagan was asked, who's being nominated for the Supreme Court, was asked one question yesterday. It just sticks in my mind over and over again. Sessions asked her, do you believe the United States government should tell its citizens what to eat? Do you believe the United States government should tell its citizens what to eat? She didn't answer it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
I know this song. This is not, we're not, there is no mistaking about this song. This is all about Off the Wall and Michael Jackson. Maybe it's not off the wall. Maybe it was. But I know it's the Billie Jean. What album is that Billie off Jean. Of?
That is the Off the Wall, Off the Wall album.
Okay, Off the Wall was my favorite album. That's why I kept thinking, you know, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. If you're just tuning in, yep, we're kind of we're enjoying those little bump music, the bump music that the Bob is beautifully bringing in. Currently 67 degrees, going to be high today of sunny. Sunny today, a high of 90. But I started thinking about, you know.
A high of sunny?
A high of sunny.
Well, sunny has been high before, you know, from what I understand.
And sunny's not going to be blue.
Now, you know what? Here's a, what you said is really important, and this is for our friends out there, is that, you know, the veterans. We have so much to thank the veterans for, you know, when we start talking Independence Day here, and gosh, you know, the civilian militias that came together to fight the most powerful nation on the face of the earth at that time, gathering together, rallying to fight them, and fought them to a standstill over so many years, and all the arguments our country had. I mean, our country could not even, you know, put together the Constitution for it. It took them years, and radicals. We had radicals in government like Patrick Henry and Jefferson and that group. They were radical back then because they wanted freedom. You know, and you know, when we talk about freedom, we talk about veterans. You know, tonight at Tobacco and Brew, there's going to be a get together for veterans. It goes from 6 to 8, and I invite you, my friends, to come to this. If you're a veteran, or you know, bring your family, or you know, bring your spouse, and come on down there and join us. It's the Tobacco and Brew is hosting this. Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew, and it's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Missing in America Project.
Missing in America Project, Patriot Guard Riders, the Old Guard, everybody that you know. I mean, you know, these are groups that have done a lot for our veterans, done a lot for our community. And they're just inviting the veterans down, and you know,
veterans
come down
appreciation
there.
Barbecue.
Yeah, veterans appreciation barbecue, and so come on down and say hello. Like I said, Linda and I will be there. It goes from 6 to 8. Then at Old Navy on Saturday, they're having a big thing down there too for veterans. Missing in America projects in that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But all of this, you know, all of this is we can't forget. We can't forget those men and women that are out there all over the world right now defending us. They're out there on the 4th of July. They're not going to have probably a big day. There may be a lot of fireworks, but it's not going to be the kind that we're going to be seeing. And so just, you know, it's, we want to continue to show our appreciation for them at all times.
You said something at the break about the old saying, thank a teacher.
Well, it just is, you know, if you can read, thank a teacher. And if you can read it in English, thank a veteran. I really believe that. It's you know, the veterans have done, the people has that have served, and you know, and even the ones that weren't, and the ones that, oh, I actually had a gent come up to me. He says, well, you know, I never was in combat. You know, I was in the reserves and all this. And I said, well, I mean, you signed up. If you'd been called, you would have gone. You know, if you weren't in combat, it wasn't because you hadn't offered yourself up, or others who didn't see combat. And but had been, you know, in a support role, like moving supplies back and forth in the Gulf of Tonkin, and they didn't see direct combat, nor would they. But they did their part, and they again put their lives on the line. So, you know, when I get around the 4th of July, when I get into this freedom and the independence, and remembering how much our forefathers risked to make us free, I just wonder what they would be saying right now. I just wonder what they would say when they see this, that if you use the words under God, that you come under attack. Under God does not mean under attack, but that's what happens. It's you know, and the Pledge of Allegiance gets sued. Oh, you can't say that. You can't have in God we trust in coins. You can't have anything. Oh no, it's a complete separation. Oh, you decided you could have that cross out in the desert. Okay, it was a cross that just commemorated the dead of the First World War. It was way out in the desert, so the Supreme Court said, no, you can do that. So what happened? Within a day, it was ripped down. It was ripped down by people that don't believe that you have a right to have a cross up there. I mean, you know, if you had if you had taken those people and branded a cross on their foreheads, that would have been wrong. But Destruction of the Cross, oh, that's okay. That's okay. You know, it's funny how the further away we get from the ideals that built this country, the harder it is for us to come together as a nation. If we could, you know, if we could take a look at what the Constitution guaranteed us and just say, hey, look, this is what the government should be. It should protect our borders. It should provide an infrastructure, and it should allow us to live our lives free. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In this segment, it is 8:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, July 1st. Can you believe it? July 1st. Where'd June go? Well, heck, where did April, May, and June go to? The phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming in KCNR1460.com. And we are going out over your iPods, your iPhones, your iTunes.
Always taking your calls here at 605-4567 because it is always an open line here on Free Fire Radio. If you're just tuning in, of course, as Carl said, it is currently 8:05. The weather, sunny today. It's going to be a high of 90, currently 69 degrees. So what are your plans this weekend? We have a special guest in the studio with this morning, Jerry Mapes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Jerry is putting on a concert. And his friends are putting on, I shouldn't say his friends, but his, what I call it, I don't, it's not your posse, so it would be, Jerry is putting on a concert Friday night.
Mm-hmm. At the Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater.
You six want, and eight, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What are you doing?
Well, we're doing a production that's called Homeland, and my brother and I actually heard this. We know the composers, the ones who wrote it, and we heard it last January, and we just knew we had to bring this to Reading, and it's just a great work. I mean, it's very patriotic, obviously, but it brings us back to some of our founding thoughts of our country, our founding principles, and just reminds us, you know, that we are blessed by God, and just a wonderful, wonderful program. And, you know, we at Reading Christian Fellowship have a choir and an orchestra that plays fairly regularly, and a choir that sings almost every Sunday, and so we had a pretty good core group, but we thought, you know, let's just put out the word. And I've been here since 1990, and I've got a lot of friends in town, and I just put out the word. And so now we're going to have, you know, 90 to 100 singers and 40-piece orchestra, and we're just having a blast. It's just really a good time.
Yeah, or is it like a play, or is it just a, is it a, just, I don't mean, is it just, is it a play, is it a full concert just of music? So kind of walk us through it.
Well, there's narration that carries us from the beginning to the end, and there's a video background that goes along with it, correlates with what we're singing, and very powerful videos along with it. But many of the songs will be very familiar to people. I mean, we start off with the national anthem, you know, and it's a great place to start. And we finish with... Always has been. And then we end at the end of the concert with the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That's just a powerful arrangement and just a lot of fun to do.
100 singers and how many musicians?
You know, I haven't actually counted, but probably about 30 to 35.
Are they playing on stage or down in the pit?
No, we got them up on the stage. We're going to fill that stage at the Cascade.
Wow.
Yeah.
So risers, and here's that whole huge experience.
Yes, yes. One of the composers of this, his name is Randy Vader, who's a wonderful wordsmith. The way he writes things is just incredible. And Lou Hecker's our narrator, and he's got a great voice for that, and so he's doing it, and... I mean, it'll bring tears to your eyes. It really will. But it'll make you want to stand up and shout, too.
Right.
So we're excited about it.
So July 2nd, tickets are on sale.
They are. They can get them either through the box office there at the Cascade, or today they could get them through Reading Christian Fellowship as well if they wanted to stop by there and get them. We have the tickets available there.
That's Reading Christian Fellowship. Is that on Victor?
It is on Victor, 2157 Victor.
Well, how wonderful. So you and your brother Ron hear this, see this extravaganza, again, the name of it.
Homeland.
Love that. And decided whatever we have to do to bring it to Reading. Now, I remember you talking about this how many months ago?
Oh, man. Last January, I think, is when we started thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. And here we are bringing it to fruition to Reading. Thank you. It takes that incredible energy and fortitude and foresight to be able to create these things, make them happen, go into a partnership. Now, I heard something recently about Maurice Johansson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I think it was through a conversation with you, Carl, that we were looking for something to make this more than just a musical presentation. And I happened to be a pastor and actually had done a funeral out at the Memorial Park out there, the Veterans Cemetery, and the rain was coming down sideways, and I think it was 40 degrees, and there was no place to get out of the weather, and we heard about the memorial building that Maurice had started, and I thought, man, what a great opportunity to come alongside Senator Johansson and help him with that. And so all the proceeds of all the ticket sales is going to that building.
All the proceeds?
All the proceeds, yeah.
All the sales?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. None's going back anywhere else. It's just going to the chapel out there at IGO.
100%.
Sorry, the memorial building.
Wow.
100% of the ticket sales, yes, go towards that.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go a little bit more with you, Jerry,
great,
if you don't mind.
Great.
This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
Hi.
My native country, the land of the noble.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:14 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We are streaming on KCNR1460.com. You can, if you have any questions, just send them to Linda at KCNR1460.com. You know, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. DC Tim in the Man in Black. Great haircuts. Great conversation. And you know what? You don't get your nails done there. You don't get your hair styled. You just get it cut. Which is where I'm going today, by the way. And if you go in there and you mention Carl Bott, you mention Free Fire Radio, they'll smile and that's it. I mean, it's not like they're going to give you any money off, but still. It's, you know, that you heard it here. So, you know, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens, great guys. You know, I joke around a lot about it, you know, but they do great work there.
And they do a lot of work on a lot of veterans, too, cut their hair and do a great job.
Yeah, military haircut, you want that? There's the place to go.
Our guest this morning, coming back again, welcome back, Jerry Mapes.
Oh, thank you, it's good to be here.
And the show is Homeland, which will be at the Cascade on July 2nd. But we were, you know, sometimes some great stuff we talk about at the break, and so we ask if you would stay over and share with us, you being a pastor, what has happened with some of the veterans that you have seen that have come back?
You know, our church is very generational, broad. I mean, we've got old people, we got young people. And I think quite often we as citizens quite often think of our veterans as being old people. But, you know, I was talking to a young man who just returned from Iraq and was seeing if maybe I could get him involved some way with our production. And he shared with me a year ago this weekend, he was in a firefight, and he said it's just a little too raw for him right now. He just didn't think that he could be a part because too many memories were flashing back. And it suddenly just dawned on me, you know, these guys are coming back hurt, whether they're physically sound, but emotionally, many of them are just really struggling.
Yeah, there's a saying that, you know, not all scars show.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the thing is, we've got to reach out and via our community and via the veterans clinic and our veterans, you know, our veterans groups. And we have so many veterans groups here that can do that. But, you know, it's one thing to address, like you said, for the older veterans. I mean, you know, people that were having problems readjusting to life from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Never, you know, they never were, you know, the post-traumatic stress thing was never really came up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until years later that some of them realized, you know, I'm having a lot of problems here.
Yeah.
And it's not just because I'm just screwed up.
Yeah.
It's because maybe there's other things going on and that it is a physical thing that happens in your brain. That, you know, with the adrenaline at 1,000% for a length of time. Right. So, you know, to reach out like this and to have, you know, to other sources like your church,
mm-hmm.
like friends. There's and they're on college campuses. They have services there that you can talk to people about this.
Yeah.
And also, you were talking about in the Homeland concert that you have people from outlying communities.
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, having lived here as long as I've lived here, you've had opportunity to make contacts with other people, even in different counties, but in the North State here. And Mark Franklin, who's very active down in Red Bluff, has a community choir down there, plus his church choir. Boy, they got a little word of this, and they were on board just really quick. And so it's been great to have 25 or 30 of them coming up from Red Bluff to be a part of this concert as well. And Mark and I have never been able to, in the past, just connect with things. And this was something that, you know, just I asked him on the phone, and he said, absolutely, we're there 100%. And they followed through. And it's great to get to meet them and to work with them as well. So,
well, again, if you're just tuning in, which happens, you know, people will tune in, they wake up, they listen on their way to work, or they'll be getting ready.
We prefer you to have the phone or have the radio on at all times, just waiting for us as you sit there with bated breath.
We're talking about the concert on July 2nd called Homeland. Tickets are on sale. Now, one of the special things about this concert, which is very unique, I'm sure, that has not happened, this many voices and this many musicians on stage, and all of the proceeds, which I'm sure is unusual because usually something has to cover costs, all of the proceeds are going to build that worship chapel where we can do services at Igo Cemetery, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, which, if you've been out there, you know is essential. For some of these people, we need a covered building.
Oh, absolutely.
And Maurice Johansson has worked very, very hard with the private sector of trying to make this thing happen, which he's making happen, which is a perfect marriage with, again, a concert that's embracing our veterans, embracing our country, embracing our values, and coming to take part in that is just mark your calendars for July 2nd. Right. How much are the tickets?
They're $10. $10.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, it's a great deal. Great evening of music.
Bring your family.
Yeah, yeah. We really would love to see that place filled
up.
I
want to hear sold
and
out.
That's Friday and Saturday.
Just Friday night.
Just Friday. Okay, yes. Just Friday
just
night.
Just Friday night. And six and
o'clock.
Eight.
Six and eight. Okay, okay, two showings. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's
we want to hear sold out.
Yeah.
S.O.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because, one, it's a great way to start off your 4th of July weekend.
Absolutely.
Absolutely a great way. And it's also a great way to help build a memorial building. And it's not for any religion, any specific religion, or even to have a religious service there. It's for the people that are there to bury, to pay honor to our veterans.
Absolutely.
And that's what Igo is. So, yeah, so this is great. And Senator Johansson, and we've got to say is, you know, Mojo has said, you know what, I'm tired of waiting. And he's putting it on his back to do this.
Yeah.
So we need to have this happen. Yeah. And so, and you're helping a lot, Jerry. So thank you.
You know, it's our privilege, and we really feel honored to be a part of it. And, you know, when I went to our elder board to ask permission to do this, because it wasn't in my budget, for one thing, and the elder board said, you know, absolutely, we need to do this. And then I mentioned it to a few businesses, and so we've had a few businesses come alongside to help us offset some of the cost, so 100% of those ticket sales would go to that building. And so
that's great.
It's been really good.
Beautiful community event. Thank you so much, Jerry Mates.
You're very welcome.
And Reading Christian Fellowship Church for getting behind this and those businesses that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Encourage everyone, Carl and I definitely encourage everyone to get out there on the 2nd of July.
And before we break up, what are a couple of the businesses or some of the businesses?
We
need to mention it.
Chronic Disaster Services, they're one. We've got two dentists, Dr. Gary Howland and Dr. Larry Watts, both came on board. Let me think. Bob Bishop Insurances. I'm missing some others.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm
but
sorry
thank
to put you
up,
but I mean, we've been running spots here too, so we want to make sure.
I really
sure
appreciate
that.
Well,
no. This is, you know,
it's
what?
About us.
This is about community.
Yeah.
This is about our community.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Where do you...
In clouds of white.
Welcome back, and good morning. For those of you who are just tuning in, it's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Currently 69 degrees. It's going to be high today of 90. Perfect weather to be out on a walk and a nice barbecue. And today is July... That's right, Carl's pointing at the calendar. 1st of July today. That means it's the 7th month of the year, first day of the month, and like we said, get ready, it's just flying by. What do you have the dollar bill up for?
So I can talk. Hey, you know what this is? It's the beginning of the week of the 4th of July. The weekend, the 4th of July weekend. And as we've told people before, let's not forget our veterans out there, and as you pointed out so well, honey. Don't forget our veterans out there. Don't forget our people out there in the front lines. And let's remember, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. We've got some great guests tomorrow. We're also going to be talking a lot about these freedoms that we have in our country and how we fought for these freedoms. And not to take them lightly. So, but we've got something, again, that's fun and does something great. A fundraiser that takes people and puts them out of their comfort zone. All right? Takes them out of their comfort zone and puts them in front of the world with no safety net. With 1,000 sets of eyes, unless we have, 1,000 sets of eyes staring at them as they twirl around the stage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our special guest today is another contestant for Dancing with the Stars. You will see there's 6 contestants, and we've had the other contestants have been on, except for there's one other besides you, Maria. And why don't you introduce yourselves to our audience?
Good morning. I'm Maria Orozco, Director of Public Relations for the Reading Rancheria.
And contestants,
yes.
For Dancing with the Stars. You walked through the door, and I have to tell you, girlfriend, since seeing you the last time I saw you, which was a beautiful fundraiser that Reading Rancheria put on, which was phenomenal, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Amazing. To see you walk through the door, you have gone through a transformation.
Yes.
And I'm sure getting ready, preparing for the fact that you know that you're going to be dancing with the star, Shasta County style. Tell us about what's been happening for you.
Jake's got me working. So, with talking about the costuming and us practicing and eating right and all that, yeah, the weight's just dropping off. It's neat. I love it. Everybody do this. Volunteer for it.
Is it really hard work? Do you find yourself staying up in the middle of the night and thinking, "Oh my gosh," or are you enjoying the process, or have you reached the walls?
I'm going to be positive, because it is a great and wonderful experience, but it is a lot of work. It really is. It's not just throwing 6 of us out there, as the other contestants who have done it prior and winners. Congratulations to all them, but it's a lot of work. I mean, you're doing your job, and then during hours, you're finding time to go dance and learn, these 2 style dances that we've probably never done before. Luckily, we got to choose one of our own, but this first one, really, yeah. But it's a great experience. It's, and like I said, if the biggest thing I get out of it is helping the fundraiser for one, and second, helping myself, improve myself by becoming healthier, then great.
That is amazing, because truly you have made a transformation, and congratulations on that.
Thank
because
you.
There is something to be said. If you're going to, book a marathon 6 months from now, you're going to get yourself ready for the marathon.
Right.
Because you just don't want to lose, or you don't want to, fail. You want to be able to finish. So we're going to bring you back after this break. We're going to talk about the dances that you're doing, the fundraisers that you're doing. And, of course, we do know that we're talking about Dancing with the Stars, which every ticket, every dollar goes to the Shasta Women's Refuge. It's a huge fundraiser. And everybody who's dancing the stars, along with the professional dancers, are doing fundraisers around town. And all those dollars, it's become a huge contest. It's a wonderful thing, and Maria Orozco, we are so proud to have you here today, and thrilled that you're part of the 6 contestants this year.
I was kidding when we first started, and I saw your eyes getting bigger. And this is what I tell everybody: you're all courage, and you know, to do this. And I don't mean like, you know, it's a mental courage to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go out there and help. And but I can tell you this. Everybody that's out there wants you to succeed. Everybody out there is enjoying your efforts. There isn't anybody out there that I've seen, and I've been to every one of them, that even looks any way at all negative. They're like, yeah, yeah, going, because we all know. I'm glad it's not me out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way to give money. Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460. We are dancing with the stars, a North State style. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Dancing Queen. Yeah,
perfect.
How appropriate.
Perfect lead-in.
Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley's the owner there. He gives great, great service. He'll build that indoor system for you. He'll bring Dish Satellite to you. He, you know, it's free HD for life. He's just a great guy. We've had people call in saying thank us for talking about him because they've had just outstanding service. 244-1988 is his phone number, Doug Tooley. Right off Airport Road, B&T Satellite, just down from Burrito Bandito.
Local stars take to the dance floor with some of our area's top dance performers in a fundraiser sure to entertain. That's Dancing with the Stars, going to be taking place July 10th. You're not going to want to miss this. Six local celebrities and their professional dance partners, and we are having all of the contestants on. We want to hear about what's happening. This is a special community fundraiser for Shasta Women's Refuge, and with us this morning is Maria Orozco. Good morning again, Maria.
Good morning.
And you are with the Redding Rancherias, their PR, head of PR. And so we were asking other contestants that have come on, have special fundraisers where it's at a restaurant or it's at a winery or it's at a pizza shack. And, you know, I guess Ted did a kissing booth or he stayed someplace and he still might be there.
At
I don't
the
know.
Fair.
Yeah,
he's
like,
yeah, he's up at downtown.
It's
right?
Still, yeah,
yeah.
We got to go by and see him too because
yes.
Everybody's been on. But so tell us what's happening with how you are bringing the funds in through your fundraising.
Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino are so unique. We basically do competitions internally with our employees and our customers. So we offer a variety of employee slot tournaments. We have bingo, employee bingos. We have we have egg roll sales. So we do these rummage sales. They do all these bake sales. They do tri-tip sales. We and we're currently offering all the rebuys are going strictly to the Women's Refuge for any poker tournaments that are going on. So, you know, we have.
Could you explain a rebuy?
A rebuy is, you know, when you're playing poker or whatever and you lost your money and you want to rebuy in, so you pay in to pay
wow.
to go again. So they donated. They're donating all of that to go to it. So our players are like, yes, we get to help out and do a fundraiser. We also have our point system, so you accrue so many points in our rewards program with our Players Club card. Well, you can donate your points to Women's Refuge. And like I said, our customers love to do this. But our employees, when we have a bake sale, I'm not talking about a little tiny bake sale. These departments, spaghetti feeds, taco feeds, everything. So we've been doing this probably for a couple months.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And this is just for the people within the within your family there.
It's our customers and our employees and then our tribal members that come in. Anybody, yeah, it's amazing. Everything gets sold out. People know the food is wonderful. It's just, it's great.
So all eyes are on you. What two dances are you going to be doing?
We are doing the quick step as everybody else, and I chose a freestyle Latin.
Ooh!
Yes.
How are you? Do you feel like you're decked? Do you got the outfits going on? You're
I've got my quick step outfit being made, uh-huh. But I've purchased three
oh, yeah.
dresses just to make sure
oh, yeah.
that's what I want.
Oh, yeah. And you got to move in. You got to move in them, do the dance.
Yeah.
Film it, look at it in the mirror, make sure, do I look good on the left side and the right side, and how about behind, and can I move
that's
and
right,
arch?
I didn't
mm-hmm,
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
And thank make you sure your
tip.
Shoes, we were talking about that earlier with Nancy, make sure your shoes have the proper slippage factor.
Got them.
Good.
Soleus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the best thing on all this, you know, and people say, well, and why are you having all these people on? It's because it's for our community, my
it's
friends.
So cool.
You know, and you get to meet the people that are stepping out there. And I, you know, I can't imagine what it's like to be out there. I mean, you know, we get ourselves into situations at times, that are not threatening, but they're, you know, you're uncomfortable. And everybody that's been in Dancing with the Stars from the very beginning, they're doing it for a good reason. They're putting themselves out there so that you can raise money for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And, you know, with the cuts that's been in the budget and all that, this helps them. And it also allows people to go out and just have a good time that night, too, because everybody has a pretty good time that night.
So, Maria Orozco, let's ask you, before we say goodbye to this segment, congratulations, first of all, for being, like we said, brave and putting yourself out there. Give us the best, so far up to now, the best thing that's happened and the worst thing that has happened.
The best thing that's happened is that I got to meet Jake and work closely with Christy and the other contestants. It's so fun to go to all these, you know, market fests in different places and see Orville and Karen and Rick Hill. Shout out to Rick Hill, go Reading Rotary. But, you know, it's just...
He's amazing.
It is. You know, they're such great people.
Yeah.
And the camaraderie that you get, and I've talked to Melissa and Tracy and, all, you know, and they all told me, Maria, you're going to become a family, you're going to this and that, and they're absolutely right. The worst thing that happened, but I don't think we've had it happen yet, because I haven't had a bad experience yet.
Bravo.
And you won't. You know what? You
Bravo.
Won't.
People, I think it's a state of mind, actually.
Yeah, people want you to succeed out there.
Yes.
They are happy. You know, they're applauding, and you know, he's, you know, just keep smiling. I think that's the big thing. It's just smile, and people are just happy that you all are out there doing it.
Yeah. I'd rather be singing. You know, this whole dancing thing is great. I was a rah-rah for 5 years, but this is a whole different deal.
Oh, and you know what?
Such
Maybe
a
we'll have
deal.
A, you know, a Dancing with the Stars, but it'll be like a singing kind of like. Redding's Got Talent. You know, we've been watching that the last couple nights, from belly button to
yes.
I don't know
America's
what.
Got Talent.
Yes.
It's been fun to watch it, actually.
I really like the guys on the pogo sticks. Hey,
yeah.
We got to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. Hey, good morning. It is 8:45 in the morning, and it is July 1st. For those of you that somehow missed the last week of June, some of our friends, they've been on a ride or something like this. What a great day today.
I feel like I lost the last week of June. Yeah. I just woke up and went, are you kidding? It's July. I'm just not ready. You know, it's. But let's be mindful, of course. Again, July 4th, Independence Day. Many of you will have Monday off, and... we will be here Monday, and we will have our Enjoy Magazine spot, and we will just be covering the 4th of July celebration weekend, you know, things that have happened, and giving our thanks.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow we were going to have a gent down from Siskiyou County talk about the water wars going on up there. He has been called back to a job where he's flying, and he has given great apologies and said as soon as he gets back, he wants to come on and talk about this. This is a very important thing. This is, you know, we're talking about taxing water that belongs to the people. I mean, big taxes on diversions and wells. I mean, $10,000 each time they divert it. And, you know, if you've got anything that diverts the water, you can be charged, you know, huge amounts of money. And that's just the surface of it. Also, you know, the supervisor from Trinity County, who couldn't make it down here this week, has invited me up there to take a tour of the marijuana areas, which I'm going to do soon, and maybe as early as next week. So I can take a look at it, and I can talk about it from, you know, after seeing it. Plus, he's going to be on the show on the 13th. We'll talk a little bit more about what is going on up there. You know, our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock is going to be a gent named Ted Leidy. Ted's a retired command sergeant major in the Army, but he teaches gun handling, weapons handling courses.
Safety
courses, concealed weapons. But, you know, we're going to be talking not just that. We're going to be talking about Second Amendment. We're going to be talking about a number of things that just have been going on lately that concern the Second Amendment. Really great things and things not so great. But, you know, also tomorrow, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this country and our freedoms, the Constitution. How did we get here? You know, where are we going? What happens when you have, you know, when for our Supreme Court justices, when you ask them something as simple as, do you think the government can tell us what to eat, and they can't answer that? Or that, that it's not important, you know, just forget things I've written before, you know, that was before I became a lawyer. Maybe you don't want to forget some of those things when it talks about, it bemoans the failure of socialism and communism. But all this we'll be on tomorrow with some surprise guests on here to deal and talk about the Constitution and to talk about our independence and what it, you know, how we got here. Now, speaking of getting places, we have, you know, with this, you know, with the oil spill that's going on, something has been brought in to try and help that oil spill. Unfortunately, the hurricane has slowed it down. But a ship registered out of Taiwan has come in to help clean up the Gulf oil spill. It's called a whale. You know, like whale, the animal whale?
Yes.
And, we were talking about this. It's 3.5 football fields long and stands 10 stories high. It's able to suck up as much as 21 million gallons of oil fouled water per day.
Wow.
21 million gallons. And you were saying earlier that this is the largest, now we have officially passed as the largest oil disaster in the history of the country. That it's, what is it, the size of, I don't know, is it the size of Texas at this point? Maybe smaller than that. The point is, you know, unfortunately, Alex now is coming in, and all the oil skimmers have had to leave. Everything has had to come back into shore. And they've had to try, and they're still trying to cap off the oil well, and they're still having problems with that. And nature isn't giving them a break on this one. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The average adult.
See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage.
Here Good morning. Beautiful, beautiful day. This July 1st, the seventh month of 2010. Mm-hmm. It's currently 74 degrees. It's going to be high today of 90. Hey, I just wanted to share with you, somebody's hair, a lock of their hair, sold for $13,000. Seems that a day after Napoleon Bonaparte died in 1821, a forward-thinking British officer snipped a lock of hair from his head. Today, that piece of hirsute history sold at an auction for more than $13,000.
Yeah, but you know what? That's pikers compared to Marilyn Monroe's chest x-ray for $45,000. Here, we're just talking about a lock of hair from a man that conquered half of the known world, if not more. Changed the whole face of Europe, and of history, $13,000. But look, Marilyn Monroe, chest X-ray, $45,000. I mean, there is no comparison here.
And finally, just another little tidbit that is fun because I love these things when they come in. According to German scientists, they're saying it wasn't a snake bite after all that killed Cleopatra, Queen of the Nile. But it was a drug cocktail that included opium and hemlock. And they say that when you drink poison, it is not, let's just go to sleep and be beautiful. Very, very painful in order to to take your life with drinking poison. So they're discovering that. It's amazing how years and years and thousands of years after things happened, they open up cases and they find interesting history about how things took place and reevaluate it.
Well, you know, we've got some good news and some news that's kind of not good, but or I shouldn't say not good. It's interesting because I'm not sure exactly how I feel about this, but the American Civil Liberties Union filed suit over the U.S. government's no-fly list, saying it violates individuals' rights. So immediately you think, hey, this is to keep us safe. You know, this is a bunch of terrorists. Well, the complaint was first to be filed because they said they're seeking a reform and raising the issue of constitutionality because of the lack of a procedure for people to challenge their inclusion on the list. She said 10 plaintiffs have been placed on the list sometime this year and do not know why they are on it. She also said government reports indicate the list as well since last year's attempted Christmas Day bombing, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I can't help but think that if you're going to be put on a no-fly list and they tell you, hey, you're on a no-fly list, you need to be shown, well, why? And, anybody can be put on a no-fly list. There's got to be reasons for it. And then how do you address it if there's a mistake? Oh, the government doesn't make a mistake? Ha, 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 ha. Okay. So, you know what? I think we need to take a look before the government steps on us and steps on our freedoms, that they ought to be able to tell us why, and we ought to have a chance to redress it in some way. You know, this weekend, so many things are going on. We're talking about the Homeland. We're talking about that, the Friday, that great concert there at Cascade Theater. We've already had people calling in wanting to know how to get tickets. 6 and 8. 100 people singing, 30, 40,
6 and 8 meaning 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock
right,
shows.
6 o'clock and 8 o'clock shows. We're talking about 100 people singing, great patriotic songs, songs of America. And then we're talking about, tonight, veterans getting together at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley of Tobacco and Brew are putting this together, but also with the Patriot Guard Riders, the Missing in America Project, the old guard. This is for veterans. I mean, this is kind of a get acquainted. This is for our veterans. Thanks, thank you, veterans. Barbecue. It's just come on out. Hot dogs, hamburgers. Linda and I, of course, will be there. Now, Old Navy is doing a fundraising event to send packages to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan this Saturday. There will be a number of veterans organizations represented and some military items on display inside the store. A percentage of the sales for that day will be donated by Old Navy to be sent out with the other packages for these groups. A Missing in America Project will have a booth with flyers and brochures along with 3 escort motorcycles that they use inside the store. So this is another great effort by community to help support our veterans and to support our people out there in Iraq. Last year, we spent, with Linda's concert, Martiz with Santa, and the other organizations, we sent over 350 packages to our troops on the front lines, to our deployed warriors for Christmas.
A lot of the organizations, many of the organizations came together to make
yes.
that possible, as well as you, our community. The outpouring was just incredible. So you don't want to miss our show tomorrow, kind of a weird segue, but you don't want to miss our show tomorrow as we do have our expert on that. If you needed to ask questions about your weapon, or if you needed to renew your
concealed carry
thing,
or
you.
To get a concealed permit.
I mean, he's going to talk about what's happening in the North State when it comes to this topic, and he's the expert. So he'll be on what time?
Well, he's going to be on at 8 o'clock. But from the time we start tomorrow, we're going to be talking 4th of July. We're going to be talking independence. We're going to be talking our Constitution. We're going to have some people on here that are going to be able to talk about the Constitution and our country and, where we are, how we got here. It took a lot of guts to stand up to the government, to the British government back then, who were very oppressive, and say enough is enough. We're getting to that point where we need to say enough is enough. We need to say it with the ballot box. We need to be heard. And the 4th of July, just again, this Independence Day, this Declaration of Independence, it reminds us of where we were and where we should be, to stand up and be Americans and be proud of ourselves and to be independent. support our country, and our country supports us.
I want you to make it a great day this July 1st. And, you know, what are you doing to make a difference?
You know, it's kind of like when we say it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Well, you're the one that knows if you're a good guy. You know, it's not up to me. It's not up to Linda. It's not up to Bad Bob. It's up to you. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.